who make fake claims. Remember that anybody can claim anything to be a fact, but that doesn't make it a real fact. An expert can tell you and the rest of the world that he charges $1,000 to write a single 300 to 400 word article. Maybe he does charge that, the question is whether there is anybody who actually pays him that much for a single article. It isn't likely. Still, he can claim that as a fact and offer to teach you how to write articles that you can charge $1,000 each for. Of course, in order for him to teach you his wonderful article writing secrets, you will be required to pay him for this information and to pay him very dearly indeed. He needs it, he isn't making any money writing articles. He isn't one of the friendly natives. P.S. You aren't going to make $1,000 for writing a single article. In order to make that $1,000, you are going to have to write a whole bunch of articles at about $4 or $5 each, if you are a very good writer, know the rules of internet article writing and are very lucky. Another common fake claim by internet jungle natives who are of the not-so-friendly variety, is the I'm making boatloads of money. They claim that they are making, oh I don't know $100,000 a month by using their foolproof money-making system. Remember, anybody can claim anything as a fact. There are a lot of things that can slip past the truth in advertising act in the internet marketing jungle. Okay, think about that for just a minute. If they were in fact making $100,000 each and every month with their foolproof money-making system, why is it, do you suppose that they are willing to teach you, and anybody else that has the price of a ticket, how to compete with them? If you had found out how to locate the pot of gold at the end of every rainbow, would you sell that information at any price? I don't think so. The claim to fame by association is another one of the ploys used by these unfriendly natives. They claim that they are associated with some of the real gurus of internet marketing or that they have very close personal relationships with famous or powerful people, and that association makes the information that they are attempting to sell you very, very valuable. They do not claim that they actually have the credentials that make themselves gurus, but they are associated with people who are true gurus or are in a position to open doors or influence people on your behalf. Now, I am not saying that knowing influential people isn't an asset. It certainly is. It is not, however, much of an asset to know someone who knows someone. That certainly isn't a privilege worth paying for. And wild promises. Have you ever seen those crazy advertisements for seminars or courses that say something like, I guarantee you that I can teach you how to get the number one spot in Google search results? That one really makes me want to laugh. It's all in the way an advertisement is worded, folks. You were not promised that you would actually have the number one spot in Google search results, only that you would be taught how to get the number one spot in Google search results. I can teach you that right now in only one sentence. Get more clicks and have more links on the internet than your competitors. That's pretty much it. The trick is how to get more clicks than your competitors and how to get more links on the internet than your competitors. The devil is always in the details, those pesky little details. There are many tried and true techniques to raise your PR, page rank, but even when you know what all of those techniques are and are diligently applying all of them, the odds against getting being number one in search results fall somewhere between one and a snowball's chance in hell. Page rank is one of those things that you can just mention to a very seasoned, very well-established real marketing guru and cause him to begin to drool uncontrollably. It's what everybody works for and what everybody dreams of. A page rank of 7 is considered to be practically sacred ground. Nobody, but nobody can ever guarantee to make you number one. Don't believe it. Don't buy into it. Yes, you do need to learn all of the techniques and how to use them to increase your visibility on the internet. That information is actually available for free if you are willing to look for it. If you aren't willing or are unable to seek out the free information on the internet, you can take courses, attend seminars, teleseminars or webinars that are given by legitimate gurus on article and ebook writing and marketing, posting to blogs and forums, banner exchanges, joint ventures and other techniques that can be used to help you raise your page rank and your visibility. None of these legitimate gurus will ever promise to teach you how to be number one. They know better. Yet another wild promise that some of the unfriendly internet jungle natives will make is, I will teach you how to get lucrative joint venture deals. Well, there really are lucrative joint venture deals out there on the internet. There isn't any doubt about that fact, you getting them is another story. You will notice that the advertisement doesn't say that you will in fact have a lucrative joint venture deal if you take the course or whatever is being offered. It only says that this, maybe, guru will teach you how to get one for yourself. The phrase, joint venture, is another one that causes well-established internet marketers as well as brand new internet marketers to get all shivery and weak in the knees. Everybody knows that a joint venture is the fastest and easiest way to make a lot of money, build a large opt-in list, to get established or become better established in the internet jungle. Like high search engine rankings, joint ventures are the darlings of the internet jungle. They are the gold rings, the prizes most sought after, something everybody wants. You can get a joint venture. I am not saying that this is a prize that is out of your reach now or that will always be out of your reach. I'm saying that getting a joint venture deal is almost as easy as catching that golden ring on the merry-go-round was when you were a child. It can be done, but not without a lot of stretching and practice. Here are the hard cold facts about getting your first joint venture. In order to get an established internet marketer to join you in a joint venture, you will most likely have to give him or her 100% of the profit on a product that you have produced or had produced for you. This product will have to have a value of at least $100 to attract a marketer who has a substantial opt-in list. The only thing that you will get out of your first joint venture, most likely, is a big increase in your own opt-in list, which is very, very valuable, but the bank won't credit it to your account. Now, you do need to know how to approach established internet marketers. You do need to know how to structure joint venture agreements and how to build squeeze pages whereby you capture the names and email addresses for your own opt-in list. If you work hard, follow the rules and pay your dues, someday you will be that well-established marketer who will get 100% of the profits, but it won't be today, or even next week. They will offer to show you the shortcut. Have you ever noticed that every time you have ever tried to take a shortcut, it always ends up taking longer or costing you more money in the long run? It seems like that is always the way a shortcut works out, at least for me. One of the shortcuts that these less than friendly natives will offer is a way to get an opt-in list without having to do all of the heavy lifting. They say that they can show you a shortcut, a way to get an opt-in list the easy way. Oh, no, they say. You really don't have to offer a nice incentive. You don't have to do all that work, like writing and marketing articles and ebooks or posting to blogs and forums. There is an easier way, and I just happen to have it handy. For a small price, it can be yours. Since building an opt-in list really does involve a lot of heavy lifting, so to speak, you might well be tempted to take the shortcut that they are offering. Here is a little piece of very good advice. Don't. The shortcut they will be offering to show you for that very small price is to buy a list. You will see advertisements all over the internet for companies who will sell you an opt-in list that they say contains names and email addresses of people who have already opted in, some of them twice. The monetary cost of these lists is usually anywhere from 3 cents per name and email address on up to and about 30 cents per name and address. The price mostly depends on whether the lists contain names and addresses that are of the single opt-in variety or the double opt-in variety. This is a tempting shortcut, but it is also a situation where you need to take a deep breath, a giant step backward, and take a good clear look at exactly what you will be getting if you buy a list. Here's the very first question that you need to ask yourself. How often do you opt into a list on a website, any website? Is your answer often? Occasionally? Very rarely? Next question, why do you opt into a list? A. Because you want the incentive gift that is being offered? B. Because you want the information that you will receive? C. Because you are really fond of getting a lot of emails from people you don't know? Final question, why do you think other people opt into lists? A. They want the incentive gift that is being offered? B. They want the information that they will receive? C. They just really like getting lots of email from companies and individuals who are trying to sell them stuff? The one thing that is important here is that opt-in lists are not made up of just names and email addresses. They are made up of real people who are very much like you. When emails are sent, they are received in the inboxes of real honest-to-goodness live people. Do you know a single solitary person who would deliberately allow their name and email address to be added to a list of names and email addresses that would be sold to anybody with a price to buy them? Me, either, and I know a few ditzy people. Ditzy, yes, crazy, no. A determined identity thief can get enough information with just a legitimate email address to accomplish his evil purpose. People know that. They do not give up their names and email addresses for the purpose of having them sold to others, and they sure as heck don't agree to it twice. Do you want to know who might well give out their names and email addresses knowing that they are to be sold to others? I can tell you that. They are members of can spam watchdog groups or those who are deeply involved in consumer protection or who want to report spammers and possibly collect the rewards. The fact is that there is absolutely no such thing as an opt-in list that you can buy. The people who opted in did not opt into your list. They opted into someone else's list. Unless you can prove that the emails that you send are sent only to those people who have opted into your list, you are violating the Can Spam Act. Violations can cost you the big bucks. Another shortcut that you might be offered by these internet jungle natives is automated article submission software. Now, let me be clear. Some of this automated article submission software can be of some help. Submitting articles and ebooks to article banks and ebook repositories is one of the most time-consuming of tasks. It is very tempting to look for a shortcut to this process. The biggest problem with using automated article submission software is that most of the major banks and repositories will not accept submissions that are made with such software. They require that each submission be made by hand and individually in order for them to be listed on their sites. One more shortcut that may be pointed out to you by these not-so-helpful natives is FFAs. Usually the native that will be showing you this particular shortcut owns the FFA page. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you don't know what FFA means. FFA is an acronym that means free for all. Whoa. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? It's not that kind of free for all. An FFA is usually set up as a link on a website. On this page, anybody who wants to can put in an advertisement for their website, something like a classified ad, supposedly for others to see, be impressed by and visit. That is not exactly what happens, however. What really happens is that you have opted into a list and your inbox is about to fill up to the point of overflow every day into the distant future. The only positive thing that you will get out of this shortcut is one link for search engine spiders to count, and the negative thing you will get is an inbox full of sales letters for everything from soup to hay. Chapter 9. Go well armed. When you earn your living from your own home, on your personal computer that is connected to the internet, you think of yourself as being in a safe place. The bad guys are all out there in the real world waiting to mug you on your way to a job in the brick and mortar world, right? Wrong. When you connect your personal computer to the internet, you will have just walked into a jungle that is fraught with dangerous animals and even more dangerous natives. In order to successfully hold an online job or run your own online business, you need to be aware of the dangers that await you. That is what we have tried to do in this book. However, staying safe, staying on the right side of the law and keeping your job or staying in business is really up to you. You know there are lions and tigers and bears, oh my. You know there are sneaky snakes, poisonous plants, cannibals and unfriendly natives. You know that there are many traps that can set, bait that can be used to entice you, and shortcuts that aren't really shortcuts that will lead you to where you want to be. So, as they say, the best defense is a good defense. Your good defense consists of being well armed, well prepared and having a plan for success. Arm yourself with knowledge. Zoning laws. Before you even apply for your online job or start your online business, you need to know if you can legally work from your own home. The odds are that if you are going to be working alone, you will most likely not be affected by zoning laws, restrictions of an owner's association or a tenant agreement unless you plan to stock and ship merchandise or unless you plan to have employees working for you at your home. If your job or your business plan is to simply work all by yourself using your home computer, you will not likely be violating anybody else's space. On the other hand, if you do plan to store inventory and ship merchandise or if you do plan on having employees working with you from your home, then you need to know what the local zoning laws are. You need to know if there are restrictions placed on you by an owner's association agreement that you signed or on a tenant agreement or lease that you signed. You need to gather this information and educate yourself before you step into the internet jungle. You don't want to get shut down before you even get started. Tax laws. You don't want the tax man to get you. There may well be local taxes that you will be responsible for and reports that you will need to file when you are working from or running a business from your home. There could be state taxes, as well. If you are selling merchandise, even electronic merchandise, you may well be responsible for collecting and reporting sales tax. You need to know this before you sell your first item. Sales tax is supposed to be collected from the buyer of the merchandise by the seller of the merchandise and then reported and paid by the seller to the state and/or local tax entities. You will owe the sales tax whether you collected it or not. Your tax bill will include not only the tax you should have collected from your customers but additional fines and penalties as well. When you are employed online, you most often work as a contractor. That is, You are self-employed. Your employer will not be paying in part of your FICA. You are working for yourself and you are responsible for reporting your income and paying your taxes. Your employer will supply you with a W-9 form at the end of the tax year. This form will show you the total amount the employer paid you. A copy of this form is sent to the IRS. It will include your Social Security number. There will have been no deductions made from the wages that you were paid, so you will have to file a self-employment form with your income tax returns and pay all of your own Social Security tax yourself. This percentage is at 15.3% now. You will be responsible for filing quarterly reports for estimated earnings and making deposits based on those estimates. It is a very wise thing to keep good records of your earnings, as well as your expenditures. You don't want to wait until it is time to file your taxes and find out that you need a lot more information than you have, and you most certainly do not want to find yourself sitting across a desk from the dreaded tax man without being well armed with detailed and provable records. Ignorance of the law has never been and never will be an acceptable excuse. Penalties and fine can be really stiff. Keep good records. Hire or buy some protection. You need to be sure that you have some protection in place. Remember that good defense? Some new internet employees and new internet entrepreneurs got so involved in just getting a job or starting a business that they forget to hire or buy some protection. You need good records. Good records are the very best defense for many situations that come up when you are working online or running an online business enterprise of any kind. You certainly do need financial records. If you have no bookkeeping or accounting knowledge yourself, you will need to hire someone to keep financial records for you. The earlier you do this, the better off you will be. Don't wait until January to hire a bookkeeper or start your own bookkeeping records. If you have any bookkeeping or accounting knowledge, you might be able to keep your own records by using QuickBooks or a similar online or downloadable accounting program. There are free ones, and Microsoft Money usually is included when you purchase a new computer. There are many different accounting programs out there. Some of them are lacking in features, while others are overloaded with features that you don't need now and will most likely never need. Too much of a good thing just slows your computer down and drains the resources. Get as much as you need for your job or your online business, but don't buy more than you need. If you are not comfortable keeping your own financial records, you can hire others to do that task for you. You can hire a bookkeeper or an accountant in the real brick and mortar world in close proximity to your home, or you can hire a bookkeeper or an accountant that lives and works on the internet. Besides financial records, there are other records that you need. You will need to set up files on your computer to store information and make it easy for you to find. You will need a file for your business contacts, names, addresses, phone numbers and email addresses, the name of their companies, notes of telephone conversations, emails to them and from them, etc. You will need a file for your media contacts, names, addresses, phone numbers and email addresses, the names of the radio or TV stations, newspapers or magazines they work for, telephone conversation notes, emails to and from them, etc. You will need a file for proposals you have sent. You will need a file for proposals you have received. You will need a file for contracts that you have entered into. You will need a file for articles and ebooks that you have written and submitted, who they were submitted to, the results of the submissions, etc. There are many other files that you will need to set up and maintain on your computer according to the work you are doing or the business that you are engaged in. If you use an instant message program, be sure that you save all business-related conversations. This is an option that you must choose on most instant messaging programs. You need a work scheduling program. If you are to succeed in the online jungle, you must have a plan or attack. If you just haphazardly do whatever comes to mind next, you will find yourself unorganized and unproductive. There are many such work scheduling programs available on the internet. Some of them are even free. You may think that because you aren't required to punch a clock that it isn't necessary for you to have a schedule, but you are wrong. The very fact that you don't have to punch a clock or answer to a boss is the very reason that making a schedule for yourself is doubly important. You need a starting time, you need scheduled breaks, and you need a quitting time. It's true that you can't always stick to a schedule, but you need to have one and do the very best you can to keep yourself on it. Many of these work scheduling programs come with a built-in to-do list option. You do want that, and you do want to use it. It is so very easy to get sidetracked when you are working at home. Staying focused and staying on point will make success come much easier and much faster. Make your own rules. Sometimes when you are making your way through the internet jungle, it will appear to others that you are doing nothing more than sitting in front of your computer or talking on the telephone. These other people are not the enemy, or at least they really don't mean to be the enemy. They are your family and your friends. They don't mean any harm, but they can't see where you have a real job. After all, you don't get up, get dressed, leave home, drive to a job and return home in the evening. They assume that you are unemployed and just amusing yourself on your computer. This leads them to believe that you obviously have time on your hands and should be available to run errands for others, talk to them on the telephone or have a pot of coffee ready and be yearning for their company at any time of the day. This is a problem that is closely related to scheduling your work, except that is scheduling your working day. You need to lay down specific rules, make them perfectly clear to your family and friends, and provide visual clues to them. By visual clues, I mean that you need a specific workspace, a separate room that is your home office would be the best, one with a door that can be closed and a separate telephone line that is only for business. If that isn't possible, then a corner of the room that is used for other things but that has a door that can be closed can work. Have that business telephone line installed just as soon as you can swing it financially. Your workday schedule should have a starting time, scheduled lunch and coffee break times, a quitting time. When you are working your way through the internet jungle, you need to be totally focused on not only surviving but on thriving. Each evening when you have yet again outwitted the lions, tigers, bears, etc., you should have your full attention focused on your family, your friends, your hobbies, etc. We can all get put into positions where one world must overlap the other. Those things happen, but you need to keep the two worlds as separate as you can. You will also need to put a lid on your guilt complex if you have one. You are not a terrible person because you can't take 3 hours out of your day to take old Aunt May to her beauty shop appointment. Everybody else is working? So are you. Get over it, other arrangements can be made. You might need to stand in front of a mirror and practice saying no and saying it effectively. Recognize real opportunity. It's easy to get so aware of the dangers out in the internet business jungle that you fail to recognize real opportunities when they present themselves. Remember this, all of the natives are not unfriendly and there are some cannibals that feed on the bad guys only. Along with lions, tigers, bears and snakes, there are also helpful creatures. There are plants that are medicinal, too. Danger and opportunity live side by side in the internet business jungle. You just need to be able to tell the difference between the two. You don't want to fall into a trap or get eaten alive, but neither do you want to miss out on the real and vibrant opportunities that also abound. To help yourself recognize opportunity and avoid danger in the internet business jungle, ask yourself these questions. Is it legal? In order to answer this question about any situation you are presented with, whether it be entering into a business agreement or buying a piece of software, you need to know what the laws are and what the rules and regulations are that govern the specific situation. Knowing the laws, rules and regulations makes you strong and able to recognize a real opportunity when it happens. They do happen. Is it real? There is so much hype out there that is sometimes very difficult to get past the hype and down to the bare facts of an offer. Ignore the super duper salesman and look hard and long at the product, service or offer itself. Only you can determine what is real and what is just fluff, hype and a polished sales spiel. Will it help me? Whether you are thinking about taking a seminar, tele-seminar or webinar, or buying a piece of software, agreeing to a business arrangement or hiring a bookkeeper or a consultant, ask yourself if it will really help you get to where you are going. Educate yourself. Everybody knows something that you don't know. It might be what to do or it might be what not to do, but everybody knows something. It's been said, get into education. You have probably had that preached to you since you were knee-high to a duck. It's good advice, but what nobody tells you is that you are getting an education, of some kind. We all get an education just by living in this world. Of course, you were being told to get a formal education, go to school, go to college, get advanced degrees. It's not bad advice, but that isn't the only way to become educated. When you make your plans for either getting an online job or starting an online business, you need to start educating yourself. You need to set aside a certain amount of time each and every day to learn something that you need to know, something that will help you reach your goals, something about the niche that you are concentrating on. Knowledge is power. Knowledge makes surviving and thriving in the internet jungle possible. Plan your jungle adventure. There is an anonymous quote that is frequently used. Those who fail to plan to fail. It sounds trite, but it is very accurate. A business plan is not important, it is vital to achieving any measure of success. It is much like a roadmap. You wouldn't think about taking off on a cross-country road trip without a roadmap. The first thing that you need to determine when you are making your business plan is where you are now, what your assets are, and what your ultimate destination is. If you don't know where you are going, how will you know when you get there? This ultimate destination is your long-range goal. Write it down. Then you take that information and you plan the small steps that will be required to get from point A to point B. The journey will not be accomplished with a few giant steps but rather with many baby steps. Write them down, too. Find the jungle guide. Having a map is great, having a guide is better. Having both a map and a guide will almost guarantee that you will arrive at your destination without taking a lot of detours and side trips. A jungle guide, a mentor, can be your strongest asset. If you know where you are and where you want to be, a mentor can show you the quickest and most direct path by which to get there. Oftentimes, well-seasoned and well-established internet marketers, gurus and experts will take a newbie under their wing, so to speak, and guide them in making good business decisions, lead them down the right path. You would do well to actively look for such a guide, a mentor. Ask questions and then listen for the answers. Take the advice of those who have already made all of the mistakes and are willing to help you avoid the same pitfalls and prevent you from falling into the same traps. Chapter 10. Go well prepared. You are almost ready to begin your big adventure or to continue your big adventure better equipped and better armed. You are going to succeed. Let's just double check the supplies and be certain that you have what is necessary. Conclusion. You have a lot of nerve. That is a compliment. It takes a lot of nerve to venture into any unknown situation, but venturing into the jungle of internet business takes a larger supply than usual. Because you are not a person to ever be really satisfied with the status quo is why you have decided to look for an online work-at-home job or to start your own at-home business. Not being satisfied with the status quo is an admirable quality and one that you should nurture and help to grow and thrive. Those who are unwilling to accept the way that things are now are the ones who change them and make better futures for themselves, their families and sometimes for the rest of the world. In order to effect a change for a better future, you must have a clear plan for making those necessary changes. Remember that, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. You must have a clear destination and a detailed plan for the route that will get you to that destination. I want to work at home, or I want my own online business is not a plan. That's a wish. Wishes do come true but rarely without a plan of action and a lot of hard work. You must prepare yourself for a long and hard journey through the internet jungle and you must be prepared for the lions, tigers, bears and sneaky snakes, as well as, for the cannibals and the unfriendly natives. You must go well equipped. Hard work, you must be willing to do the heavy lifting required to do such things as build opt-in lists. If you don't have enough hard work packed, you will be tempted to believe that you can make money without having to work. You must expect to work very hard. Check. Patience, the internet is supposed to have speeded everything up, and it did speed up a lot of things. Success, however, is not one of them. You will be required to use a lot of patience as you pursue success in the internet jungle. Check. Luck, you will need a lot of luck, as well. However, you have to make your own luck as you travel through the internet jungle. To make luck you must have all of the other supplies in ample quantity. When you mix ambition, determination, work ethic, time, hard work and patience together in equal portions, you get what some people call luck. Check.